Shirley, this is testimony time. The Lord does hear the cry of his children. And intercession and prayer does make a difference, for God hears it. A lot of times God will move based solely upon the intercession. Instead of not saying anything or not dealing with that, we deal with it here. We pray about those things and we ask God, even though it doesn't seem by our brain how God's going to do this, he does make a way. And I thank God for the testimony with the Farkas family and all the precious, wonderful things that are happening there. You guys are a real blessing to a lot of people. And just to see a family going through the trials and the struggles that we all go through, we all have our boatload of them, huh, Helen? And we're going to keep looking to Jesus and encouraging you to keep doing the same thing, because I said this morning back there in the back that there were many people that were following Jesus begin to drop off on the side. Jesus turned around, looked at Peter, said, "You going to leave me too?" And he says, "Where can we go? You have the words to eternal life." So where are you going to go if you don't want to do it God's way? The only way in that direction is down, death and despair. So we want to do it God's way, but we will go through trials. We will go through conflicts. We'll go through skirmishes and battles and wars. But in the end of the day, we're going to be with him. And that's what it's all about. I'm excited for you guys. Next Sunday, they're leaving on a jet plane. They're going to Budapest. But before they go to Budapest, they're probably going to New York first.
New Jersey.
Well, same area.
Yeah.
And then from New Jersey to somewhere else in Europe?
To Germany.
Germany. And then from Germany to Budapest.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh my God.
I want to tell you ahead of time, we're going to miss you guys.
But
I know Dad misses y'all so much. And it'll be another 6 months after that. But saying goodbye to him this time will be, that'll be a little hard. But God will give you the, just like these 6 months went by real quick, it'll also go by quickly. But I know he misses you guys, and be a great reunion for you guys, and what an educational tour as well, you know. I've never been to Budapest.
I'll be going with them to be the best.
Yeah.
No, shut down.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise God. It's all good. And I thank God for keeping our dear brother safe. And what an awesome experience to have Skyping where he could see you graduate. I wanted to come. I really would love to have been there. Linda told us about it.
We taped it.
Love to have been there. I just want you all to know that. Just didn't work out for me yesterday, but congratulations on our two twin graduates and the other ones that were there. It was about six of you there, graduates. And that's awesome. So where do you go from here? You go with Jesus, just like you have up to this point. So may the Lord bless you and Naomi richly as you continue to look to the Lord. And thank God for Mom and Dad, who love you all, there to support you and will be there for you, even as adults. Our kids now, we have an adult relationship instead of a parent-child relationship, and it's all good. And I'm just so grateful to the Lord for that. But you know, it just, we evolve into that relationship because that's the way it is. That's the way it should be as adults. And from the training that we've had in our youth, it all brings forth great fruit as we grow older. How many mothers do we have in here today? Like several mothers. So mothers, I don't have a rose for you today, a bouquet, but may God bless you richly as mothers, and keep looking to the Lord with all your heart, and pray for your children regardless of the state they're in or where they are. Nicole, you're something else. She's taking care of our mothers. He's something else.
Thank you, precious Nicole. Is going right here. Yes, bless
you. He's something else. I just
thank you for this.
It's just a giving heart, and the Lord sees it. The Lord sees it all, and it's just awesome. Well, good morning to each and every one of you. The world today, or at least America, is honoring mothers, and people do that in many and various and sundry ways. The greatest way that we can honor our mothers is to be grateful to the Lord for them. And although my mother lived to be 89 years and 4 months, she's no longer with us. She used to sit right there over from June, and
it was interesting because here she was my mother, but she was my sister in the Lord. And here
you're
I
talking to my mom.
I here I was her pastor and yet her child. So it's just it was sweet. It was wonderful. And Mom loved to be here with us and fellowship with us and worship with us. And we love her and miss her so much, huh, Franny? And for those who knew her, and what a mom. I know a lot of congregations, they go through a routine here. Who is the youngest mom? Who's the newest mom? Who's the oldest mother? Who's the oldest grandmother? And a lot of different things. Like all, those things are all cool, wonderful. But all of our moms here today, may God bless and keep you richly. And thank God for what He's doing in our lives today, regardless of our past and our failures and shortcomings. This is a new day, and I thank God for that. Any testimonies today, this past week? Anybody have anything you want to share with us? Junie?
I don't know if it's a testimony, but I just wonder about all of us. Do we ever get disappointed if our prayers are not being answered? Or is it just me? Is Satan getting after me? Because sometimes I feel like so down, like why am I depressed when Jesus loves me and He's healed me so much? But then other things, I guess Satan does, it brings to my mind, you know, that, you know, why did my, you know, 52-year-old son lose his leg? You know, why does this, I shouldn't question the Lord. Why does this happen? Because He does remind me when I feel this way, He'll say, you know, your arm may be all swollen, but your cancer's gone. Mm-hmm. Your legs may hurt, but, you know, you still have a job.
Yes.
So I'm wondering, does anybody else ever feel like,
I do.
It's very, very real.
Yesterday.
Yeah. See, we got a. You may have lost a leg or whatever you say or whatever happened. We've heard many different stories from Mary and what happened up north. Those two young theater girls who had tremendous tragedy there, and they were into theater, and one of them had a real leg or foot problem there. But things happen in this world. We're in this world. And it's not that God is causing these things, but we are in this world. And bad things happen, or tragedy happens to good people. And so we need to be grateful that maybe he lost a leg, but he didn't lose his life. You always look at the glass as half full, not half empty. But I assure you, because of the promises of God, He hears the cry of His children. He hears the cry of the righteous. And as we cry out to Him, God does hear. But you might think His timing and reply is slow, but God is not slow concerning His promises. But all of His promises are yes and amen. But any soul, the ultimate prayer is, God, save me. Come into my heart and save me. Oh, yes, there will be an immediate response to that, immediate salvation to any soul that cries out to Him. But in this life, we go through tragedies and we go through trials, and sometimes it might seem like, gee, God, where are you? But He's always here.
It's amazing you said that, because just this morning I was reading in a book, and the title of it is Where is God When It Hurts? It's mm-hmm. written by Philip Yancey. It would be a great book for you to look over. But one of the points that he made was, he starts going over in our own bodies the pain response and how good that is. It's really a gift. I mean, pain is, we don't like it, but it tells you something is wrong. Now, if there wasn't sin, there'd be no need for the pain response. But the cursed body, you see, Adam had the perfect body, and God told him that death would enter in if he disobeyed. Well, he disobeyed, which God gave him the choice to. And, you know, there's a lot more to that spiritually in terms of what's going on. But what a perfect design of God for the weakened body, for the imperfect body, to then have a pain response, not only on the outside, but on the inside. And he goes through a whole bunch of what the technical things of the pain response is, how your fingertips are so sensitive, they've done tests on this, so sensitive to feeling things, but they're not as sensitive to pain. You gotta really press on that to cause some pain. And yet your feet, I mean, you can walk over stones and stuff. Can you, yet your eye, the cornea of your eye, they had to stop, he gave an example, they had to stop a professional baseball game one time because the pitcher had an eyelash in his eye. It's so painful, you know, so it's like, wow, it really is a gift of pain for the body, even though it's painful, because it's a signal. And he was, then he started to translate it over to our spiritual lives. Very often there's,
We have pain. We have relational pain. We have rejection. Mm-hmm. We have all sorts of things. We can't forgive someone. It's painful. But even in that pain, you can either curse God in it, or you can look to God like you did. God, I don't understand this, but who are you going to? You're going to God. God, help me. And he mm-hmm. said the pain in our life is, it's another signal. God, why don't I trust you? God, why am I doubting? God, why, you know, it's another one of those things that brings you to a relief, to a cure. Just like pain in your body brings you to search out what's going on, pain in your soul brings you to search out what's going on. So it's only temporary. This stuff is like gifts from God because of the brokenness of our bodies due to the curse and the brokenness of our world and the brokenness of the sin nature. So it was a totally different perspective. Where is God when it hurts? He's right there. He says, I'm right here. And I'm going to bring you through it in a way that's going to seem very strange to you. Look at some people. They never get sick a day in their life. And then there's Joni Erickson Tada. She's paralyzed from the neck down from age 15. And now she's in her 60s. You know what I mean? How old?
Yeah, just what incredible.
What's God's plan? Well, what we know is that if you look to God, it's going to be great. You may never get another thing of relief in terms of your legs or your arms or your hands, but it really touched my heart when you said, gee, my leg hurts, but I still have a job. Gee, my hands hurt, but I still can move. It's like, wow, that's it. You doing that is being used of God to touch not only people in this room hearing it, but those hearing it on the audio and those in your life that God has come across your path. So the bearing of that pain and going before the Lord is not God punishing you. It's God using you. Oh, that's crummy. People that don't believe in God go, that's a stupid God. No, this is a wise God because he knows how to squeeze out the most souls. If God can win 500 more souls by what is on you, to God it's worth it. And to you it's going to be worth it because you're going to be with him anyways. Amen. So, wow. Gee, I didn't think of it that way, God. Yeah, he says, I know, but now we can. We can say, wow, I don't enjoy suffering. No one wants physical pain or soul pain, but Lord, I trust you to either relieve it or remove it or take me through it, but I can always trust you to use it. Mm-hmm. How powerful.
Yeah, the Psalms, June 2, just check out the Psalms, and you don't have to read a lot of them, but just get into them, but you'll always see David, just tremendous adversity. But he goes right back to the Lord every time. Adversity and then praise. Adversity and then praise. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Over and over again. And when my enemies surround me, you know, God, you're greater than my enemies. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So a walk with the Lord is not a walk free from pain or spiritually or physically at times. Tragedy happens to families that really love the Lord. And look at Job. I know God restored him, but look what he's going through before he knew the restoration was going to be there. He didn't know that at that time. It just kept coming report after report. Curse God and die. How can we receive such goodness from God and all the benefits of God and not receive the adversity, he said. So he didn't curse God and die and scraping himself with boils. And a lot of examples in the scriptures about those who have gone out before us. And also check out Hebrews chapter 11. These people suffered.
Yes.
They loved the Lord with all that. Didn't do anything wrong. Didn't break any laws. They loved the Lord with all their heart. Yeah. Hebrews 11. It was even believed Isaiah was sawn in two. The prophets of God were hated. Watch out today, though. Watch out. We've got some things to share perhaps today. We'll see. But they were filleted. They were crucified. They were beheaded. In everything you can think of. All these righteous people. Hebrews 11. Yet they, in the end, entered into the presence of the Lord as an example to us. So we're going to have pain down here, and we're going to go through things and trials and even have some surgeries here and there. But God's going to never leave us nor forsake us, and He's not going to fool us and give us a rock for a fish. Here, I got something for you, and all of a sudden, whoops, a trick. You know, Satan will, but not the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Fox's Book of Martyrs.
Oh.
So it's really loaded with people that they wanted the pain. It's like they welcomed it to have, you know, it was just unbelievable.
You got men standing up there all because of this crazy Catholicism and everything, and they didn't want to bow down to the edict of the popes at that time, what they were saying, because Jesus was the way, the truth, and the life. No, you got to go through me. No, we don't. You know,
Anyhow, you got these handsome, I forget his, he was a handsome man, had a lovely three or four kids and his wife out there. He said, all you got to do, man, is just recant. Just recant, we'll let you live. How could he? How could he? And so they burned him at the stake. Horrible.
I'm just glad that, you know, all these people said they feel some that way too, that sometimes if prayers are not answered, or there's a reason why we have to wait.
Yeah, yeah. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be
weary.
They shall walk and not
faint.
Teach me, Lord.
Teach
me, Lord, to
wait.
Not like this, but yes, Lord, what can I do? You know, not waiting like waiting, but wait upon the Lord. Hunger for him like a waiter waits for you at the table. And all these scriptures come back to us. And
when I first started with my legs, my knees, they were bothering me so much. I was 5 days in bed that I could not get up. And I kept asking God to please let me get up. I need it at home. I need it in so many places. And on the fifth day, I was able to get up. And ever since, no matter what I'm doing, no matter where I'm at, washing dishes or washing clothes, wherever I'm at, I'm always giving him thanks.
Mm-hmm.
When my knees hurt, I put my hands on them and I thank him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not thanking him for the pain.
Amen.
I'm thanking him for what he's going to do.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Or any other pain that I have.
Amen.
And here I am, I'm going to be 82 years old in 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still going and
Amen.
Going and I'm going to keep on going.
Till
he takes me.
Yes.
When? I don't know. But
Amen.
I'm ready to go anytime he wants to
Amen.
Take me.
Amen.
I love
Amen.
Him
Amen.
And always give him thanks.
Amen.
Every minute of the day, give him thanks. No matter what June, give him thanks.
Mm-hmm.
And just forget what's going on in your life. Just give him thanks.
Yes.
And he'll open doors for you. He will.
Thank you.
Amen, 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 Helen. You keep doing that no matter what, because I loved it. I always, when Michael came in, Debbie, he would come in and he would be hurting, but he kept coming in and nobody forced him. He wanted to come. So yeah, I just thank God. Lord, God was very merciful to him. He got hit by a car, but his life was saved at that time to build up that relationship in the Lord. So I thank God for that. Adversity we're going to face. You can't get around it, but we have to do it looking to the Lord.